Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We missed you here on Friday, but we are back here today on the show, and it is a big day. WWE's Clash of Champions pay-per-view is taking place tonight. It is the first WWE Raw brand exclusive pay-per-view of the new era. Got all that? New era, brand split, Raw pay-per-view. Because we have two a month now. We had the first SmackDown pay-per-view earlier this month. Every single month, there will be two WWE pay-per-views, except months when we have the big four, which are SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, and yes, the Survivor Series is considered a big four. So today on the program, we're going to run down all of the matches on that show. We've got eight matches, which includes a kickoff match, which is going to be taking place at about 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern. You can check that out on the WWE Network. The show obviously airs on the WWE Network. We can talk about all of the matches on the show, the potential booking of all of the championships and such, everything leading into Raw tomorrow night. We've also got couple of notes from last night's UFC on FS1. If you saw the show, Chris Cyborg fighting in a weight class that does not exist, looking for challengers that aren't signed to the company, I guess. The whole Chris Cyborg story is fascinating to me. I don't know why they bother. Right now, the girl they claim is the best female fighter in the world is part of a division they don't have, but she's still fighting. We can talk about that. We'll also take your phone calls, emails, and text messages, and I will throw those numbers out after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Clash of the Champions is taking place here today. That's right, another WWE pay-per-view. Did you forget? I know that on our board there were people talking about how, man, I watch everything. I forgot there was a pay-per-view today. There is. WWE Clash of Champions. Mike's getting tweets about it right now as we speak. Right, Mike?
Yes, alerts coming from WWE reminding me that the Clash is coming up as a network exclusive.
Is that really what that was?
No, actually it was a tweet.
From me?
No, actually, I was already on the line, so I didn't get any angry tweets saying, are you going to connect now?
Oh, yes. Well, you know how it is. So if you want to give us a call today, 425-488-0525, toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Mike is at Sempervivi if you want to tweet him during the show. And I am at Brian Alvarez, and we'll take your phone calls interspersed here with our rundown of this pay-per-view here today.
They better have something for this.
Well, dude, they got something all right. They got Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins in the main event, which should be awesome.
That is something. I like that. That's about the best thing we got going for us on this thing. It might be a long way to get there. Now, let's assume that they're going to treat this like they did the SmackDown one and cut it a little bit short, maybe. Maybe they come in about 2 hours, 45 minutes, whatever it's going to be. Still, it's going to be a long way to get to Owens and Rollins if this thing doesn't break right. And there's a lot on this show. Now, could be a surprise, but there's a lot on this show that could very well not break right.
Well, let's take a look. Alicia Fox and Nia Jax is the kickoff match. And of
there you
course,
go.
They've been feuding on Raw. And
I hope they play that. See, you wonder why they play it again. I say they should play that skit between Alicia and Nia Jax all of the time. I hope they play that several times before this match.
I don't know if you're going to see that skit again. I presume we're going to have to. There's only eight matches, seven on the actual pay-per-view. So that means some of these matches are going to be getting a lot of time. Now, it does not matter one bit who wins. Actually, I guess it does. I guess they're trying to do something with Nia Jax. She's going to win, so it doesn't matter. That's my in-depth hot take prediction for this match.
Well, already put her through the barricade, so I wonder what kind of... Now, I would assume, even though I know this is only the pre-show, and you can conveniently forget about this if you're WWE, if things don't go well tonight, but I wonder if they're going to have some sort of spectacular finish, or as spectacular as it can get with Nia and Alicia. Alicia takes some of the most hellacious-looking bumps when she's just taking a regular bump, just falling through the ropes or something like that. She looks like Gumby, sprawling from the ring sometimes. So you might be able to pull off one visual wonder here for Nia Jax, which would be a pretty good idea considering that her squashes, while they're effective, on TV, are going to get somewhat long in the tooth if she doesn't show something once in a while.
My guess is that we are not going to see anything spectacular on the pre-show. I have been wrong before, But I don't think we're going to see anything spectacular.
Not a cool move. I mean, at least Braun Strowman.
Well, I may have a cool move, but if you're talking about like some sort of chairs or falling on something high.
No. I mean, just something, at least some sort of maybe new move or something like that.
Dude, we get a new move at every Nia Jax match because they can't figure out what finisher they want her to have.
No, that's Braun, not Nia.
No. Nia's had like three finishers. She had the leg drop.
Yeah.
She had the leg drop. She had the Samoan drop into the backbreaker, which was a disaster. And then she had that weird power slam thing. She's had three different finishes so far.
Huh. Maybe she needs a submission finish now. Treat it like Japan. You know, you gotta have multiple ways to finish somebody off. You need your submission as well, too.
I believe Braun's only had two because he was doing the face-first choke slam for a long time. And I don't know what it is, but I knew on day one that was a stupid finish for Braun Strowman. And it was like five straight shows I talked about how stupid this finish was. And it took him six shows for them to realize, you know what, this is a stupid, he's going to kill somebody.
Because he started
this.
Facing contracted employees, that's why.
And they were like, we're not taking this move?
We ain't doing this. Yeah, so you think Sin Cara's going to take that? Come on, man. He throw punches.
We got TJ Perkins and Brian Kendrick for the Cruiserweight title. I would not expect a title change here. Otherwise, Brian Kendrick should have won the tournament because that was the story of the tournament. It was his last chance, which we all knew it wasn't, but he could have won the tournament if they were going to make him champion. So I suspect that TJ Perkins retains in a good match.
Do you expect heat?
What kind of heat?
Crowd reaction?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You think so?
Because people remember Brian Kendrick.
I hope that's the case. I hope this is good.
I know they remember Brian Kendrick.
I hope people are into it for the entire match because they need it. You know, for as flat as this thing has started, and it's only been 1 week, but it started pretty damn flat, and we don't know if you are a casual fan at home. You know nothing about TJ Perkins. Nothing. So,
but let me tell you something. Last week on Raw, when Mick Foley came out with his piece of paper, and they trotted out all of the cruiserweights exactly like they had done the women's revolution?
Revolution.
Not a resolution.
No.
Should have been a resolution the way they debuted it. When they trotted all of them out there, nobody cared one bit. But as soon as they started doing exciting action, the fans did get into it. And I can tell you right now that TJ Perkins can provide exciting action. And I think that Brian Kendrick and him can put together a very good match. And I hereby predict the crowd will like this match.
I hope you're correct because I believe that's the case. It's just a matter of I hope that the casual WWE fan doesn't just sit on their hands and then hope for the big move and then these things just become big move spot fest. Now, I don't think that they will. I think, you know, but I'm very hesitant and I'm very hopeful for the success of the cruiserweights and I don't trust WWE to do it. So it's up to the people to help with these guys and watch them get themselves over. This one is truly up to the crowd.
You know, Mike, I know you use that term a lot, sit on their hands. I would be fine if they sat on their hands as long as they didn't sit on their mouths. It's the dead silent crowd that is so appalling to me. I don't care if they clap.
You ever have somebody sit on your mouth?
Dude, let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland. I have a question about the paper.
I knew it was Ryan, Mike. That's why I went to the phones. Go ahead, Ryan.
My question is there a way to tell if Clash of the Champions does it better, more viewers live than the SmackDown pay-per-views like No Mercy and Backlash? Because I've heard you say a number of times on the show they can't gauge how many views a live stream is doing on the network.
They can tell you how many people are watching it afterwards, if I recall. Dave's the one that has all of the stats for who watches live and who watches tape. Ryan, honest to God, it doesn't matter. So whether they've got those numbers or not,
they're going to just express them all in Twitter metrics anyway. Everything is going to be about social media as far as live reaction to that show. They don't care about ratings because we won't know about, you know, how many people are streaming it. Only they do. So what is the point of them? What does it matter?
Realistically, based on the ratings, it's probably going to be more people watch this live than the SmackDown show because more people watch Raw. But it doesn't matter.
Well, in storyline, the big storyline is the pay-per-view draws. Like, Shane's always talking about how he's going to be more.
They have made this about ratings, though. That's true.
Well, they have. Sort of. They sort of have. Like, they've talked about how each side wants to win in the ratings, but it's not like either side ever says
1.88.
Yeah, hey, you did a 1.76 last week, you morons. Ha ha. No one's ever going to say that. No one's ever going to say anything. It's just kind of like it's sort of a storyline in the background that both sides are trying to win some ratings war, but it doesn't matter. I mean, if one of the shows does some blockbuster number or something like that, I'm sure they'll tout it the next week, but it's just it's a gimmick storyline. That's what it is. It's a gimmick storyline. I mean, they all are. We got Chris Jericho and Sami Zayn. I presume Sami Zayn wins to set up a match with the champion, Kevin Owens, by beating Kevin Owens' best buddy. And hey, you know this feud will never end.
Well, I guess because you're going to shuffle Rollins out, you need Owens to have a feud with somebody. You have the whole thing with they'll never wrestle again, but now Zayn is number one contender. I'll take it. I have no problem with that.
Back in a moment with more matches, phone calls, text messages, and more. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. You live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in line the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages 425-780-7566. This person here says, there was talk about Punk's fight being a freak show fight, but is Cyborg's UFC fights also classify as that as well? Well, I don't know if you can really call Punk's fight like a freak show fight. I mean, it was a 0-0 guy against a 2-0 guy in the same weight class.
Yeah.
This is not like Akebono versus Hoist Gracie. That's a freak show fight.
It is. It is. It's like, you know, or one of those classic Pride K1, Bobby Olegan type of deals, where even though he got the win, you know, he had trained a lot more than CM Punk, but that's, you know, essentially what was going to be the best case scenario for a CM Punk fight. Unfortunately, we got the worst case scenario, even worse to find out that he wasn't going in. But I think if you had to pick one of the two, I think the Punk fight would classify more as the freak show, just because when it comes to Cyborg, I mean, it's just simply a woman that is, it's like Gabby Garcia fights. It's a woman who's very skilled at what she does, but she's just way too large for every opponent that is out there to face her. And it's just, it's one of those things. Marlos Conan had been the only woman who had been close to her, and she's dusted her twice. You know, and that's a fight that's not going to be taking place again, I wouldn't think. And that's where you're at. I mean, that's just what it is. She's had plenty of time to at least try to cut down in weight. She hasn't. She had took this weight cut so seriously that she had to cut 25 pounds in a week, if not maybe even more than that. God knows what she was actually, you know, reported at. They're saying her weight was actually 141 and a half on the scale and not 141. But, you know, regardless of all of that stuff, it's just the it has worn so thin. And I guess if she can still draw a crowd in Brazil, cool. I mean, guess go with it. But she's nothing more than a UFC fight pass or a free TV fighter, and that's all she'll ever be. And calling out Ronda Rousey, calling out Holly Holm, calling out whoever after her fights, it just it's so long in the tooth, it doesn't matter.
Well, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Anyway, hey, Mike, how's it going?
Pretty good, my man. How are you?
Kenny, what's going on?
I'm doing
Kenny, what do you want to talk about today?
Simpleton's calling. I would have had time to talk more about Clash of the Champions, but since the Sunday show is now just a one-hour show, the only thing I would like to see happen on there, since you run down the matches well, as far as surprise maybe would be, like The Miz show up and cost one of the champions, like the titles or
the
whatever.
The Miz?
So Foley would have an excuse on Raw to cut a scathing promo on Bryan, and Bryan just has this look of, why me? But anyway, seriously, though, Bryan, I listened to the death of WCW audiobook, and, you know, I'm 34 years old, so WCW was a big part of my life, and I really thought you did a really good job of chronicalizing, you know, WCW, you know, I mean, I grew up with it, and I mean, it was just so amazing just going back and, you know, all the things that happened, good, bad, and otherwise, and I just thought that, you know, you really did a good job on it. And really my question to both of you, because you obviously watched the WCW show on TBS, it was a question I actually posted to Dave, but he never really answered it on Twitter, is when the, like, Crockett Promotions, when it was sold to TBS, was it ever acknowledged on the TV shows, like did David Crockett or Jim Crockett ever announce, we sold to TBS, or like did they ever say it's WCW or anything like that? I was always curious on that part.
Kenny, I want to thank you very much for the call. Did you hear him? He called himself a simpleton.
Chronolizing.
Yeah.
I like that.
He called himself a simpleton. I didn't say anything. I don't know if they ever acknowledged it. I don't even remember.
Well, when they bought it, yeah, Ted Turner, they had the press conference, they had all the dudes with attitudes or whatever faction was taking place at the time, there's Sting and JYD, and everybody was huddled around Ted Turner, you know, all looking all K-fabulous, except for Sting, who had on his like, you know, oversized Oakleys and a pair of Zubaz with a muscle shirt or something like that. But they did do that. Now, I don't think they, and I think it was actually mentioned, you know, probably in the Ted Turner promo, but it was never pushed hard. It wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't a storyline or anything like that. It was just kind of like, you know, wrestling, staying here on the Superstation with Uncle Ted. And that was really about it, outside of the promotional pieces that they put out, which were basically because I'm sure that, you know, Ted Turner wanted to take pictures with the guys and, you know, make it this big deal that he's in the wrestling business now, which he certainly was. And unfortunately, he wasn't the one running it. He had a bunch of people do it that ran it into the ground over the years.
Well, it wasn't important enough for me to chronicalize in the book, so I'm sorry I didn't know that answer. But hey, that's what Mike's here for.
I love to chronicle lies and use words and such.
This person here says, actually, this person here is my own lineup. New Day against Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson for the tag team titles. I think the New Day is breaking the record, so I don't think there's going to be a title change here tonight. Can you imagine this feud going on for as long as it's been going on?
I hope
there's
not
going to be a title change.
Add Titus and Darren to the mix, please. Just to make it more, you know? Just to add to it even more. And by the way, can you wait for the Darren Titus debate with Bob Backlund somehow playing into tomorrow night's Raw that I'm sure will take up a half hour and Vince will think is absolutely hilarious.
I hadn't even thought about that. They may do a debate tomorrow. I do not rule that out.
I'm with you. I mean, I think obviously that it's been way too long. the Guns and Gallows or whatever the hell they're called, the club should have gotten the titles by now. They should probably get them tonight, but they have beaten this whole thing with the title reign into the ground so much that I could see them actually, going to break the reign. But oh my God, please, if you're going to have this thing continue, and even if you're not going to have it continue, the belt should probably go on the club.
We've also got Charlotte against Bayley and Sasha for the WWE Raw Women's title. And my guess would be, my educated guess, is that Charlotte is going to retain. Something's going to happen. I just feel that they're going to continually build up an issue between Bayley and Sasha, and Charlotte, through all of this, will retain the title. And then down the road, Sasha will finally beat her to get the championship back, and then you build up Bayley versus Sasha for WrestleMania. That would be my guess as to where all of this is going.
I just know that this could either be, I mean, it could be really good, and they worked with each other so much, and they have the plans done so many times that I'm sure it's going to be great. I'd like to hope so, at least. But if it's bad, this is one of those matches that, like, you know, a couple of missteps, and this show could fall off the rails, you know, quick, again, because of what's on it. You know, you want to hope for the best, but there's nothing about this feud, and there's really nothing about this match that makes me want to see it. I think it was pretty stupid last week to have Bayley lose on Raw. I have no real investment in this thing at all. I mean, the women on SmackDown, for as little as what's on that roster, at least feels more fresh and feels more vibrant, even though the work won't be as good as what's taking place on Raw. And it's just, it's frustrating because they really did blow something, you know, earlier on compared to the cruiserweights with the women. It's just a reminder of some of the damage that they've done.
We have got a caller on the studio line. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hey, Jim.
I kind of figured when you started talking about women's wrestling, I would be calling in or I would get...
Who do you think is winning the three-way, Jim?
I'm kind of on lines with you tonight. Jim. I don't agree with Mike. I think it's going to be a good match, but it's going to be some kind of quirky finish where Charlotte keeps the belt. Fans are not going... It's going to be kind of controversial in my opinion.
See, I told you, Jim is winning the three-way tonight.
I don't know. But I just wonder if, you know, because I know y'all don't care much for, but I like her somewhat. This Dana Brooke will probably have something to do with it.
You know, Mike, the last time that Jim here did a prediction for a women's match, he was dead on.
He was indeed.
Yep.
He was so indeed.
Do not.
I want to talk about the MMA for a minute last night.
Sure.
I want to talk first about the big guys match I saw between Silva, Bigfoot Silva, and Roy Nelson?
Roy Nelson. It was a big guy match.
That was a big guy match. I tell you, when I looked at him first, I said, I hadn't watched much. I didn't know that it actually had guys that size. And if you look at Roy Nelson, you know, he doesn't look like, you know, he looks like he likes to drink a lot of beer, looks like to me.
He likes to eat a lot of McDonald's is what it actually is. He's a fat guy.
But what happened at the end of it? What was the deal with him and McCarthy? Why did he kind of try to kick McCarthy or hit McCarthy in the end?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's what happened. So Bigfoot Silva and Roy Nelson are friends. Mm-hmm. And so Roy Nelson knocks him out.
It's like a big guy group. They all huddle together and eat Happy Meals together and whatnot.
That's right. He knocks the dude out, and he's waiting for John McCarthy to stop it. And John McCarthy did not believe that Bigfoot Silva was knocked out. And Roy Nelson says, I've knocked out a bunch of dudes. Guy doesn't have to have his eyes rolling back in his head. He doesn't have to be convulsing. I know when a guy's knocked out. The dude's knocked out. Why'd I have to keep hitting him? And McCarthy wouldn't stop the fight, so Nelson had to keep hitting his buddy until the ref finally stopped it. So he's so furious that he walked around in a full circle and then went over and booted John McCarthy. He didn't really kick him. He kind of just pushed him with his foot because he was so mad.
It's like a heel, wimpy heel manager who has to like try to get a kick in, and it's the most dainty kick. Like,
dude, it was like a professional wrestling kick. It was like he was a pro wrestler. So he later apologized. He said, you know, I shouldn't have done that, but I won't take it back. He acknowledged he made a mistake, but he was not remorseful enough that he wished he hadn't done it. He was so mad that he made him beat up his buddy that that's what he did. So that's a story about Roy Nelson right there, and that's a story of Bigfoot and Big Country. We'll talk about everything else after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Text message here. If Donald Trump announced tomorrow that his first act as president would be to appoint an ambassador for professional wrestling and a promise to improve the WWE product, would he run away with the November election? I know that's not a serious question, but the serious answer is no, he would not run away with the November election.
Do you want an even more serious answer?
Not really, well, but go ahead.
If Donald Trump becomes president, you then ask yourself, who will get nominations to be ambassadors to different places, like possibly to Ireland? Would a Linda McMahon fit that bill, which would be rather interesting? You know, Art Rooney. And
Linda McMahon's going to be the ambassador to Ireland? What are we talking about here?
Do you know how ambassadorships work?
What is
basically, if when you donate, and there's lots of different reasons that people become ambassadors, but many times it's through donations or be doing things for the president or doing things for the party. And Donald Trump's going to be in charge of, you know, having ambassadors for different countries. It is within the realm of possibility that Linda McMahon could, in theory, have an ambassadorship somewhere.
I can't wait till we get to talk about Linda McMahon's Ireland ambassadorship on this show on a weekly basis.
Can you imagine that? Even it would be even better if it wasn't to like
Have
Ireland.
Because this show, I can imagine anything.
It's like because I know I forget which member of the Rooney family, Art Rooney Jr., whoever it was, became ambassador to Ireland. He's the Steelers organization, football organization, and he ended up getting that spot. So I would actually like to see Linda McMahon get one for like some random country, like I don't know,
Ireland.
America.
I want to be the ambassador to Hawaii.
Well, it's
I don't care if it's in America.
Well, you'd be the Virgin Islands or something like the British Virgin Islands. Do we have an ambassadorship for that? Would you like to go there?
The Virgin Islands. Can we go to the phones? You're on the air.
This is Daryl from Yonkers, New York.
Oh, man. I had a good Virgin Islands joke, but you killed it. Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking if Raw hits the record low rating tomorrow, which I don't think it will, but if it does, it has. You would think that it would cause some sort of reaction either with WWE or USA.
No.
No.
Here, listen.
That's what I thought.
I actually hope
that's
not
what you thought. That's not what you thought. Listen, I think that they are expecting 80 to 100 million people to watch this debate. And quite frankly, who even knows how many people are going to watch it? But maybe it'll hit a record low. Maybe wrestling fans don't care enough about politics to watch the debate in favor of Roman Reigns running roughshod on some numbskull. But if it does do a low rating, I mean, there's a built-in excuse. I mean, to me, if Raw had zero competition, if it turned out that tomorrow there's going to be nothing on any network except USA, and Raw was unopposed by any television show, and it still did a poor rating, then maybe they're going to go, you know what, we got to think about this. This is bad news. But they got a built-in excuse tomorrow. No one's going to... It could do a zero tomorrow, and nobody's going to fret.
And let me say this.
I understand that, but I've been thinking, but with SmackDown, the ratings were so bad, it caused a roster split, and all these new titles, and everything is changing. And this is just the record low, even though they would have an excuse, but it's part of a downward trend.
Well, live was the reason for the rosters.
It is, but there's always, you have to take into account that they're well aware that there are aberrations when it comes to television ratings. Now, the SmackDown thing, I mean, SmackDown had been dying for a long time. It wasn't one bad rating that caused them to do a brand split. It was months and months and months and months and months of falling ratings. And really, if you watch the show, I mean, it doesn't matter right now. But the reality of the situation is, they didn't need to do a brand split to turn SmackDown around. I mean, if they would have moved SmackDown to Tuesday nights live, and you would have put, I mean, maybe it would even be doing better if you had more stars on the show. I mean, if anything, the fact that you cut the rosters in half is more of a negative than a positive. I mean, the reason nobody was watching the show had nothing to do with the rosters. The reason nobody was watching the show was because it sucked and nothing happened.
Yeah,
nothing happening show.
You didn't need the brand split. You needed the creativity. And if if you would have had more creativity, and you would have had more flowing creativity moving into that, I mean, all you needed was to move it. That's what the jumps are. You didn't need two things. What you really needed was one, which was to make it live and to try to make it relevant and have it on USA on Tuesday nights and all that stuff. To me, you kind of had to do that because what else were you going to do with the show? So, okay, fine. That should have injected a level of spark. But then, you know, going with a brand split where you didn't plan this thing out very well and you haven't utilized your talent, you didn't utilize them well leading into it for a long time, you know, let alone in the, you know, the short future that you had leading into it, you know, what was going to happen is has happened. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes. It's still, to me, a more tolerable show than Raw because it is an hour shorter, but that's not saying a whole lot. Now, just when it comes to tomorrow night with Raw.
Let me say one thing about SmackDown. They could go Raw. SmackDown wasn't even a B show at the time. It was a C show.
Yeah.
You either, what they would do was they would either, I'm trying to even remember. It was just so pointless. I gave up on watching it.
It was basically a big Raw recap, and they wouldn't really do things that, they would do things on SmackDown that they would just ignore completely
on
Raw.
Yeah, they would do stuff on SmackDown where it didn't, it was like a house show. Whatever happened on the show, there was no follow-up on Raw. Or the very next week, they just reversed course or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there was absolutely no reason to watch that show. Now, there's a reason to watch the show. It is better. It's better written. It feels more important. And I guess, listen, if it takes a brand split to get that, then fine. Do the brand split. My whole argument was, you don't need to do a brand split to do this. I mean, I'm not going to even get going on the brand split. Talk about Raw.
Really, for me, the biggest thing with Raw is just, you know you're going to get killed tomorrow. It's like the Falcon-Saints game. They're still going to play the game, no matter if nobody outside Atlanta and New Orleans are watching, and even there they may not even be watching. But you have to, at least to me, put your best foot forward, because anybody watching that show, instead of looking at it as, these are our diehards, they're going to be here anyway, let's have that half-hour stupid debate between Bob Backlund and whoever else, or whatever it's going to be, actually try to just block everything out and put on the best goddamn wrestling show that you can, following up on this pay-per-view, no matter what happens tonight.
I ain't going to do that.
I know, but you know what?
I've ranted about this for years.
I know, but to do that and to block it all out and to really put your best foot forward, because at some point, maybe if the people are going to tune out, there's going to be a need with this thing being on every channel. There is going to be overrun programming that will get some of this, whether it's Love and Hip Hop, whether it's this, whether it's that, whoever has probably got something new who's on cable, or they're going to get people who aren't interested in the debate or tune out of the debate as it goes along. You'd like to be one of those things.
Hey,
obviously,
listen, I got an
idea. I know. Go ahead.
I got an idea. How about you don't do a stupid debate on Raw? I don't know if they're going to or not, but when you mentioned it, I thought they could do it. I remember when TNA hired some of these girls from Survivor for like $500,000. And I remember that one week they kept having the girl come out head to head with Survivor. Which does nothing but remind your audience, hey, on the other channel, there's the actual Survivor.
Who has the stars that we're taking?
What do you mean, who has the stars that we're taking?
They,
oh, I see. Yeah. So my
they
point
develop
is,
our
like,
talent for us.
maybe, okay, this is not going to happen, but maybe there are some fans that forgot that the debate was on, because the debate doesn't start until the second hour of Raw goes on the air. So maybe some fans will be so immersed in Raw that they'll forget about the debate when it starts. And so if you do a stupid debate on your show, you're going to remind them, and they're going to go watch Donald Trump act all wacky.
Look, to me, it's just like back in the day when Raw and the Monday Night Wars, when Raw was actually doing a number on football, and it was causing the NFL to scratch their heads and try to figure out what exactly was happening here with their demos. They forgot that football was on because they were going head up with WCW. They didn't care about what football was doing. They didn't care about what anything on any other channel was doing. They were so immersed in what they were doing. You can't be blind to the world, and you do have to pay attention to it somewhat. But to play into it nonstop as they have over the last couple of years by timing things on Raw to compete with football when it goes to halftime and some of the other dumb things that they've done. Tomorrow night is just a night where they just need to forget about everything and put on the best show that they possibly can. Now, will they, like you said, probably not? No, they can't help themselves from doing stupid things or to make Vince giggle or something like that, but they have no time to giggle with some of the ratings that they've been getting. This has been really embarrassing.
Rusev and Roman Reigns for the U.S. title is tonight, and I predict that Rusev is going to win via disqualification. And I predict that Sheamus is going to beat Cesaro in the finals. Actually, wait, let me think about what I just said. Maybe Roman Reigns wins, and then Sheamus wins, and then you've got Sheamus versus Roman again for the U.S. title. Because the best of seven is only for a championship opportunity, and they didn't say what championship. They made it as vague as possible. So I know that some people think, well, Cesaro's going to win, and then it's going to be Cesaro and Kevin Owens. Dude, we've been around the block with Cesaro so many times. I'd love to see that. Do I have any faith they're going to do that? No. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. It would be my fourth time. But I think that more likely, Sheamus will win this thing and get a shot at a secondary title. And since he's a heel, Roman Reigns could win the U.S. title. And then you've got a built-in feud there with Roman Reigns and Sheamus.
And that's your best shot of getting Roman Reigns cheered as against Sheamus. So it would work out that way, wouldn't
Except
it?
Except we have seen it once, and it worked one time. And then they tried it again, and it didn't work.
They'll boo both. They'll boo both, I guess. I don't know.
And speaking of booing, we've got the... How can I say this in a polite manner?
Do it.
Got this half-assed Seth Rollins babyface turn. Which on day one, I said, I pray that they go all the way with this and don't dilly-dally like they've done with a million guys, which never works. They never get over big when they dilly-dally with it. But they did, and so Seth Rollins is like, he's a babyface, but, I mean, this guy ain't the top babyface on the brand. Give me a break. And he's going in there against Kevin Owens, who is a popular champion.
So who is the biggest
babyface
on the
brand? Who deserves his championship. I mean, if anything, we could have weird crowd reactions in this match tonight.
We could, I guess. But, I mean, there's going to be a lot of mutual respect for I think, from the fans for both of those guys. So, I don't know. I think you're a little too hard on Rollins.
What are you talking about?
He would have been a baby face for me when he came back, and I think they've screwed a lot of that up. But I want to see if they do the Foley Rollins in cahoots thing. If it,
you're gonna die on this sword.
I know. But if it ends up being like, sometimes when they do some of that stuff, it can be very entertaining. So I'm holding out a little bit of hope for that.
Mike, he was on the show last week, and his feelings were hurt that Stephanie and Hunter had turned on him. His feelings were hurt.
I know
that the heels had betrayed him.
Well, yeah.
I mean, who writes this? Give me a break.
Well, that's
this ain't a top baby face.
This is a different story.
Top idiot.
Hey, and you know what? It could go on forever too, because it's probably in slow motion. Because obviously, Triple. And when's he coming back? And when is he ever going to talk to his wife? Man, what a life that is to have your woman and to be this plugged into technology in 2016 when you can send out photos of yourself working out and whatnot.
Hold on.
And you can't speak to your wife?
Hold on.
It's amazing.
Hold on. I take back what I just said when I said not anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Hunter is not dumb enough to appear on Raw during football season, especially tomorrow when the rating's going to die.
So it's Royal Rumble season.
No.
Back.
It could be tonight.
Ah.
Because there are no metrics.
Ah.
So tonight would be a fine night for him to return and screw Seth Rollins again. He just stays off Raw until football season is over. He can return at pay-per-views and screw this guy. Because there's no head-to-head comparison pay-per-view to pay-per-view whether Hunter's on it or not.
And you know what? Sunday Night Football is always the number one rated show in America every year. I think it's always near the top of the year-end ratings. So you do have that with the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, and Dax Prescott playing. So it's possible. It's possible, I guess. But I just want to see. I want to hear Stephanie actually say she's gotten a call because he's worried about the kids. Does he care about the kids? Kate Slater cares about his kids.
They just don't talk business. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Don't forget, we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We have daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. We have got a Monday morning replay at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. There's something like 21 or 22 hours of Wrestling Observer Live free on Sports Byline USA every single week. You can check out the schedule at sportsbyline.com. At Sports Byline USA is the Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, at Semper Vivi. I'll be tweeting all night through the WWE pay-per-view, so head up there and follow me there. Got a lot of exciting stuff coming up as well. I want to thank Mike, as always. All of the folks at Sports Byline USA, callers and listeners, what do they call them, Mike? Your fans? The Semp...
Semp Nation? I don't know. Whatever.
I'll remember tomorrow. Anyway. Thanks, you guys. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.